All right, I haven't recorded a podcast in 3 years.
But I wanted to record this podcast because they announced today that it's going to be the fifth and final season of Star Trek Lower Decks. And I'm very sad about it. I don't feel like people at Paramount Plus knows what they're doing. Or Paramount, I guess I should say. Not Paramount Plus, but Paramount in general. I really hope Skydance actually does buy them. But I wanted to watch the first episode of Star Trek Lower Decks and release it as a podcast watch-along. While I digest this news about Star Trek Lower Decks being canceled, because I'm super, super sad about it. I love that show. I really hope somebody else picks it up, or Skydance uncancels it after they buy Paramount, because I really think Skydance is going to buy Paramount. It seems like it's almost a done deal, so I really hope Skydance reverses this decision. This first, the pilot episode of Star Trek Lower Decks is great. I know a lot of people didn't think the show was going to last, or they didn't quite understand it, or they didn't like it because it was animation. I know a lot of adults don't understand why other adults like to watch animation. It's kid stuff. Ridiculous. Drives me crazy. I don't know how often I'll be actually releasing podcasts. I just wanted to release this one after the news today, so I don't know. I'm very frustrated right now. The whole TV industry is driving me crazy. 5 seasons and 10 episodes should not be the norm, just because they don't want to pay people. I know it's all about making the shareholders happy, but Jesus, come on. It's got to be a breaking point at some time. I love the Cerritos. Such a cool looking ship. And that theme is amazing. I love Nola Wells. Tindy is amazing. Yeah, no one's left him alive on TikTok. That's fine. I don't care. It is what it is.
Ensign Tindy, reporting for duty. You're my orientation
liaison. Yes, welcome. Beth Wendler, Ensign, Command Division.
Oh my gosh! I've never worked with commanders before. I'm in sciences.
I love science. It's so sciencey. I mean, that blue goes green with your great with your
color. Yo, what up? Beckett Mariner, also an ensign, Command Division, but not quite as impressed with myself as this little rascal over here. Yo, we're not actual commanders, by the way. We're more like commanders in training.
I can't believe we're going to serve side by side. Scientists and commanders.
I actually really wish Disney would buy Star Trek from Paramount. I know they already own Star Wars and they all own Marvel, but they've done amazing with both of those products, so I couldn't complain if they got Star Trek, honestly. Anyone besides Paramount needs to have Star Trek at this point.
You think for yourself, they knock you back down.
You know, for someone who claims to hate rank, you certainly bring it up a lot.
Yes, and very complicated, thank you.
Ooh, you want the tour?
Of the ship? Yes!
You don't like giving the tour.
True, but I do have a big box of shore leave contraband I need help with.
The senior officers are all up here. Then you've got engineering, science stations, all sorts of ops around here. Ops, ops, ops. Storage, ops. Actually, there's like a ton of ops. It's like, guys, I think we have ops covered.
And we're here?
Well, no, we're actually way down here.
What this map doesn't show you is that everything from like this deck up, super lame, not important to us.
You like the bar?
All right, fine, everything except the bar.
And the bridge.
The bridge is not cool.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, that's Rutherford. Rutherford, what's up?
I love all of them. Tawny Newsom, Eugene Cordero.
Hey, nice to meet you. Welcome to the crew.
Don't you have a date with Ensign Florence?
I can't
think of his name.
She's crazy hot. Are you nervous?
Trying to be, but this thing keeps tamping.
Horrible names. But Boimler, okay, I love Boimler.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous. What if I say something stupid?
Brother's probably my favorite character next to Tindy, but I do love all of them.
Better?
Yeah, thanks.
Captain Freeman's amazing.
I don't know any jokes. Oh, I've got a few.
Commander Ransom's great.
It's actually a pretty important processing.
Nobody knows what that move is.
It's a pattern buffer maintenance access. She knows that. She's being funny.
And this is Boimler's hiding closet, where he pretends to be a captain like a big boy.
This is not a good tour.
So yeah, we kind of sleep in a hallway. It's a little disappointing, but eventually when you rank up, you get your own room. We're pretty close to the showers, which is nice. It does get kind of musty, though.
Which is weird, because the showers are sonic.
That is such an amazing view.
Perfect.
Well, once you get settled, you should probably check in with Nurse Westlake and Medical. They'll be assisting him with some basic.
Ooh, let's go check out the holodeck.
She doesn't have time for that.
What do you do?
No, because I'm her liaison.
Oh, yeah, then what time is it? And don't check, because if she doesn't have time, then you should know what time it is. Otherwise, you're just trying to sound important. So what time is it? Welcome to the holodeck. Easily the best part of the ship.
Warp core is the best part of the ship, followed by the fridge, the proton torpedo tubes, cetacean ops.
Dude, the warp core is just a big glowing tube.
I love the warp core. The warp core rules.
No, it doesn't. Computer, find us a beach in Hawaii.
I wish they would have released the Paramount or the Playmate Star Trek Lower Decks figures. I swear they advertised them. I swear I saw a tweet announcing them at some point, but I never saw them anywhere to buy them. I would have bought the figures and the Cerritos. I was lucky to get the one from Eagle Moss before Eagle Moss went out of business. But the Playmates one that actually lit up and made sounds would be amazing. I was able to purchase the Enterprise D when Playmates was putting those ones out.
What an impressive feat of engineering.
Boimler, report to the bridge.
York on the bridge?
Yeah, that's right, because they appreciate people who follow the rules. Who's boring now? On my way.
Wow, does he just go up there a lot?
Whenever someone spills a drink or something. Computer, load Mariner program all new to Olympic training facility.
You might want to back up a bit.
Wow, this is a very detailed program.
Yeah, with this news, they did announce that Strange New Worlds was renewed for a fourth season, which is great. But geez, I'm very, very, very disappointed in Paramount.
Load up the supplies. Ransom to Cerritos. 5 to beam up.
Should you get that looked at, sir?
I'll be fine. Want to grab a drink tonight?
You know it.
Jerry O'Connor does great as Commander Ransom.
Smooth second contact.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah!
Bridge.
I love the design of the Cerritos Bridge.
Sorry, what?
I said, why aren't you at your post, Ensign?
Ransom,
report.
Coordination with the Gallardonian High Council is ahead of schedule, Captain.
Excellent. Keep me posted.
This is my only fear that we become beautiful people.
Born the best of California, 1979. Not a single demerit. You keep a personal log.
Sometimes 5 a day.
That's excessive. Do you see a captain's chair in your future?
I hope so, ma'am.
Well, I see a lot of potential in you, son, which is why I'm giving you a special assignment.
Really? I mean, of course, yes.
Keep an eye on Ensign Mariner. If she breaks protocol, I want a full report.
Sorry, ma'am. Is something wrong?
I like my crew working in lockstep. There isn't any wiggle room on the Cerritos. Not when lives are at stake. Do you disagree?
No, ma'am.
Dismissed. Ensign. Let's keep this between us, shall we?
What? Oh, man, I would kill to work on the deflector dish. Most of my day is spent repairing food replicators.
They really break that often?
Only when you get food in them.
Well, at least you don't have to be around Lieutenant Commander Billups. Knowing how to talk to women is kind of that guy's final frontier.
That is illogical.
Oh, sorry. Is he a friend of yours?
No. It's this Vulcan implant. It keeps on randomly suppressing my emotional reactions. Sorry if this is making it weird. I'm just not used to being a cyborg yet.
Actually, my dad was a cyborg.
Jack's dropped his latte again. Guy's got baby hands.
No. Computer,
send me a suck up to clean up my mess. I have a giant torso and little hands. Over. Right?
Yeah. Hilarious.
All right, people. You know the plan. Let's get this array set up so the, Gallardonians can communicate with the rest of the Federation.
Oh, man. This is really nice. I'm glad we got to sit down and get to know each other without any interruptions.
There's some turn into a volume for each other. On TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and everything. Everybody's super sad.
So, where are you quartered?
Deck 9, by the squash court.
Hopefully everybody watches season 5.
So we're bringing the virus back from the planet. This is happening all over the ship.
Especially after Sky Dance Squash.
I've never played squash. Is it fun?
We should play sometimes.
All my shows are getting canceled.
Oh, yeah, it's all going to be able to suffer.
Our Dex is getting canceled. Discovery got canceled. The only thing we have left is Strange New Worlds.
Unbelievable. Hey, you! Green Girl! Drop patients down as they come in. Double them up if you have to. They aren't going to affect each other twice.
I was actually supposed to be assisting Nurse Westlake.
That is Nurse Westlake!
Wow, it's such an honor to meet you, sir. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Don't jump out at people, for real, man. You're lucky I didn't phaser you.
You're selling Federation weapons to these guys, aren't you?
Yo, calm down.
No! I'm sick of you pushing me around. Explain yourself right here.
Boyms, you need to shut up. Listen to me. You know nothing. Shut your mouth.
We're just gonna take off.
Nobody move! Selling Starfleet technology without the express consent of the Federation Council is a breach of Regulations 498 and 756.
And Regulations 25, 15, 348.
You're breaking 76 just for pointing that phaser at me.
Fine. You know more regulations than me. I still have to stop you.
It's farm equipment, you idiot. They're farmers.
I'm not an idiot. You expect me to believe that?
Shovel and hoe.
Can't afford to wait for Starfleet bureaucracy to notice them.
Got some help so they didn't have to starve.
This is a great scene.
You know these guys exist.
You can see the chemistry between Mariner and Boimler from the start.
Because I was here for first contact last year on the Keto before I got my ass demoted and transferred to the Cerritos.
Well, I didn't know that.
I have served on 5 ships, man. I have seen stuff. One time, I got trapped in a sentient cave for weeks. You ever been trapped in a sentient cave? That's a dark place that knows things. I almost got my head taken off by a singing crystal. I've been in a Klingon prison where I had to fight a Yeti for my own shoes for no reason. He was just being a dick. You've been on what? 4 planets?
5, if you include Vulcan.
Of course I don't include stupid Vulcan. You may as well count Earth.
I was counting Earth.
You don't know anything except what's in your manuals. Since you can't think for yourself, how about you follow my lead? And maybe we'll get out of this alive.
Ensign Boimler to Cerritos, 2 for emergency treatment.
Are you insane? We can't just beam out of here. These guys need that animal.
Even if it eats us?
General Order 5!
Fine, okay. How about we stun it? We'll just stun it.
No, that could spoil the milk.
Spoil what milk?
These guys probably milk it.
Oh, like you even know.
Ooh, take off your pants.
Mariner.
5 ships, Yeti shoes, I am always right. Take them off now. air into that dummy. Okay, here we go. Get ready to jump.
Wait, why isn't it attacking your uniform? It's going to town on mine.
Random chance? Who cares? On my mark.
I care! I say we wait for it to destroy both of our uniforms.
Mark! Jump! Boiler's on, it's safe! We can't reach back this far!
Please don't face her, it'll spoil the meal!
Did you hear that? I can't let it eat him.
She's an herbivore. She's just gumming on him to suckle out some moisture.
Oh, okay, hey, Brad, good news, buddy. So, it's just suckling you, I've just learned. You're fine. Hang in there, you got this. It is getting tired, so go to your happy place. Think about the warp core.
You want a snack or something?
Yeah, you got any of that milk? We have to get to the rally point.
I guess we better go for a walk.
There's a maintenance hatch on the other side of the saucer that should give us access to deck 8. What kind of music are you into?
We have just enough oxygen to get there, but we're cutting it close. I really like this classical band
Rutherford
called
Rutherford and Ensign Barnes walking on the outside of the show. Outside of the saucer section is great as well.
Recognize our comm badges.
Oh, no, I mean, what just happened?
I'm more worried about what didn't just happen. Failure analysis estimates the reliability of this mechanism at 1 out of 4.69 repeating. Are you seeing this?
The anesthetic is useless. We have to work through the pain.
Your hands clean?
Pump this. Don't pass out. Nobody's authorized to pass out.
That's my heart. It hurts when you pump it. Oh, God. Oh.
Sorry.
Stevens is funny. That's a great character.
Okay, there we go, man. Yeah, see? I told you'd be okay.
My bones.
We'll be fine. Doc will wave a light over it. We gotta get back to camp. You took way too long with that thing.
But I'm naked.
At least we got to help those guys. I think we make a pretty good team, Boimler.
You may as well know.
I've been monitoring you. I'm supposed to report any breach of conduct to the captain.
We've been serving together for a year, and I still don't get why you worship those guys.
They're heroes!
All they care about is glory. Stuff that could earn them a mention in the history books. They don't really care about us.
No way! No, the captain tries her hardest to support all of us. She just doesn't always have
time
to...
At least we have the Star Trek Lower Decks on Pick Your Own Adventure book coming out in October. That'll be something. Maybe count that as a sixth season. Because by then the fifth season will probably be over.
Hey, what the hell?
Keep the door secure. The crew depends on us. We can't let
Unless
them down.
Unless it's late, then it might be getting started in October. So who
Captain,
knows?
Captain, I'm sure you're wondering where my uniform is.
Jax, what are my options?
I recommend we detonate the entire warp core, Captain.
What? No! We need to get this man to sickbay immediately. He is very important.
What makes him so special?
Nothing. He's worthless. It's the slime, Captain. He's covered in slime that could save us all.
Everyone, protect
the
slime! Donna's
a great character.
Oh,
that character.
Spider cow thing? I could tell you all about it.
But can you synthesize a cure, Doctor?
I better. You don't have much time.
Ooh, should wash those hands, Captain.
Stow it, Mariner.
What happened? Where am I?
Did I eat flesh?
Hardly any.
How much did I eat?
It's working!
Looks like you'll get to publish more award-winning research, Doc.
Great. More paperwork.
This guy? Save your asses? Ensign Brad Boimler? Put that in the paperwork. Still happy to be here?
Are you kidding?
I got to hold a
Once again, solely thanks to the brilliant efforts of Dr. Ta'ana, the crew is saved. Undetected by the first contact team, the alien virus is exactly the type of eventuality that can make a second contact mission a life or death situation. Luckily, my senior staff are always up for a challenge. End recording. Sorry about that, Ensign Bumford. What do you have to report?
Boimler.
Pardon?
It's Boimler, not Bumford.
What about Mariner? Did she follow protocol?
Yeah, I think so. We spent the whole day just adjusting the subspace comm array.
This says you came back covered in bite marks wearing an alien frock. But she had nothing to do with that?
You know, I don't remember much. Maybe that goo that saved the ship messed with my memory.
Nothing insubordinate?
Not that I saw.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Ensign Boimler. Dismissed.
Everything all right, Captain Freeman? I heard you had some sort of rage virus.
Ransom tried to eat a guy. We're fine.
Listen, I've had enough. I'm throwing her in the brig.
We already tried that. You know it doesn't work. She loves the brig.
She undermines me in front of the crew.
I'm sure nobody notices.
Yeah, they do.
Sweetheart.
Don't you sweetheart me. We agreed. If she didn't fit in here, you'd send her back to the keel. Well, she doesn't fit in.
I gotta go. Admiral stuff. Love you.
Don't you hang up on me. She's your daughter, too.
Hang it up now.
Don't you dare.
On the
don't you.
Oh, no. Did the rage virus ruin your dates?
Nah, that stuff happens all the time.
I am going to release it as a podcast.
So, was she as straight as everyone says?
Yeah, don't know who will listen to it or if anyone will care, but...
Highly effective.
I do appreciate when it does listen.
So, tell me,
I love Lower Decks.
Yeah, I'm not saying
I love Lower Decks.
Well, you survived an epic life-threatening situation together. Don't you share a bond?
Oh, for sure. But she had zero interest in figuring out why a red alert overrode maintenance 70s access protocols. It's like, can you even imagine?
I'm sorry. What? It did?
Yes. I mean, who has time for romance when there's a level 2 diagnostic just sitting there waiting to be run?
Don't have to tell me twice. I am right there.
Mariner.
Boimler.
I wanted to thank
you.
Part.
It felt good helping those people. I mean, you might be...
better than you in every single way?
Unorthodox, but...
I can't believe I'm saying it. Starfleet is better with you in it.
Wait, so you didn't tattle on me?
I did not.
Boimler, no way, man. I had you pegged wrong. Yeah, I thought you were like a boring worker drone. And you are.
But inside that drone is an ambitious little weasel. And inside that weasel might be a tiny human being.
That's sort of unfair.
This is a moment, man. Ooh, this is a mood, okay? And I do not care how long it takes. We're going to get your butt in the captain's chair.
This isn't a big deal.
Guess what? I'm your new mentor. Boom, surprise, bitch. It's done. How does it feel?
No, you can't just decide.
That was great. I really appreciate you guys. Like I said, I really appreciate anybody that listens to this. I do want to drop some podcasts for you guys to check out. For anyone who does end up listening to this to check out. Definitely Strange New Pod. Open Pike Night. Green Shirt. Captain's Quadrant. I'm really, really bad at names. Let's see what else we have here. Truck Movie. If you're into wrestling, OVP, which is Our Vantage Point Wrestling. Our Vantage Point Podcast. It's a wrestling podcast. So if you're into wrestling, that's a great one. If you just want a general pop podcast, check out The Morning Stream. Yeah, like I said, I don't know how often I'll be doing these. I might drop one every once in a while. I just really wanted to do it today because they announced them, this being the last season of Lower Decks. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm just very sad right now.
Who cares, man? Bug alien. Roll with it.
Ensign Boimler, I want options.
Anyway, thank you for sticking with me and or listening to this if you do listen to all of it or downloading it at the very least. You guys really are my Star Trek family. The only reason I even come back to Twitter.
Don't you give me that sarcastic fucking salute!
Alright, thank you. That's it. Bye.